Sarvebhyo Namaha Swagatam. Welcome to session number 8 in spoken Sanskrit. Vayam Prarthanam Kurmaha. We will say the Prarthana. Can everybody see the Prarthana?
Yes.
Okay. We will say the Prarthana 3 times together.
Okay.
Om
Sahana Bhavatu
Sahana
Bhavatu
Navati
Namastu Ma
Shanti
Namastu Ma Vidvishavahai
Om
Shanti Shanti
Shanti
Hari Sahana
Navavatu Sahana Unakmanaktu
Sahana Viryam Karavavahai Tejasvina Vajita
Mastu Mavitvishavahai
Shanti
Shanti
Hari Om
Hari Om. So Gata Varge Vayam Bahuvachana Rupani Patita Vantaha. That means last week we did plural forms of verbs. So nama padasya kriya padasya cha bahu vachana rupani krutavantaha. So now we have done the plural form of nouns and verbs. Idanim punasmaranam kurmaha. Now we will do a revision. Aishwarya Bhagini, would you like to explain this slide?
Sure, Bhagini. So, the two main titles are Eka Vachanam and Bahu Vachanam. Eka Vachanam is singular. Bahu Vachanam means three or more. In Eka Vachanam, the first example is given as Balakaha Gacchati. In Bahu Vachanam, which means three or more people are there, Balakaha Gacchati becomes Balakaha Gacchanti. Balakaha is pullingam, so it becomes Balakaha, and Gacchati becomes Gacchanti. Do you want me to explain the other ones to Bhagini?
No, good, very good, Bhagini. Krishna Mahodaya, would you like to answer the question looking at the slide? If you write a sentence, if I say balika kridati or balikaha kridanti, does both words have to be in bahuvachanam or both words, like, do they have to be in the same vachanam?
Yes, both have to be in the same vachanam.
Very good, Mahodaya. So, here, Ashmita Bhagni, would you like to read the slide?
She cannot read, Bhagini. Sorry, I can read it for her. Sadhu asti.
Sadhu asti balakah puttakam patati. Balakah puttakam patati. Balakah puttakani patati. Balakah puttakani patati.
So here, Shuddham and Sadhu and Shuddham mean good or correct. So here, the next one, Shuddham Nasti. Balika Pustakam Patanti. Balikaha Pustakam Patati. So those are not correct. And Sadhu Asti, that means they are correct. Balakaha Pustakam Patati. Balakaha Pustakam Patati. Balakaha Pustakani Patati. So,
sorry, Bhagini, this is Nina. So the Patati is not Patanti in that in the first section?
No, Bhagini, because Pustakam, it can be in singular or plural form. The Balakaha and Patati have to be in both in the same Vachanam. Either okay. They have to be in Eka Vachanam or Bahuvachanam.
Yeah, okay.
So they go together. So the next one, Balika Pustakam Patanti. Balika and Patanti are not in the same Vachanam. So here, Niyamaha Kaha means what is the rule. So Kartrupadasya Vachanam is equal to the Kriyapadasya Vachanam. So it's like if the Kartrupadam is subject, Kriyapadam is verb. So if the Kartrupadam is in Ekavachanam, the Kriyapadam has to be in Ekavachanam, not Bahuvachanam. If the Kartrupadam is in Bahuvachanam, the Kriyapadam has to be in Bahuvachanam. So here, this is why we said that this is correct. Balakaha is the Kartrupadam. Patati is the Kriyapadam. Balakaha is an Ekavachanam. Patati is an Ekavachanam. And so Pustakam can be in Ekavachanam or Bahuvachanam. It's the object. Because if you take out Pustakam, Balakaha Patati, that still makes sense. It is a sentence. Balakaha Pustakani Patati. So Balakaha Pustakam Patati is the boy is reading a book. Balakaha Pustakani Patati means he is reading more than many books.
Okay.
Here, Balika Pustakam Patanti. Balika and Patanti are not in the same Vachanam. Balika is in
Ekavachanam.
Patanti is in Bahuvachanam. So Balikaha Patati. Balikaha Pustakam Patati. Balikaha
Bahuvachanam.
Chitra Bhagni, would you Balika Pustakam Patanti and Balikaha Pustakam Patati, would you like to use the rule and say them in the right form?
Pustakam Patati and Balikaha Pustakam Patanti.
Very good, Bhagini. So Jashu Bhagini, why is the sentences that Chitra Bhagini said Balika Pustakam Patati and Balikaha Pustakam Patanti, why are they correct? Oh, I think Jashu Bhagini just joined. Jashu Bhagini, should I repeat my question? Okay, Sayanuya Bhagini, would you like to say why the sentences that Chitra Bhagini said, Balika Pustakam Patati, Balikaha Pustakam Patanti are correct? Neena Bhagini, would you like to say why?
Yeah, it's because the subject and verb are in the same tense.
Yes, Bhagini, the Kartru Padam and Kriya Padam are in the same Vachanam. Vachanam. So, Niyamaha means rule. Niyamaha Kaha means what is the rule. So, this is the rule we always follow in Sanskritam. So, if the Kartrupadam is in Ekavachanam, then Kriyapadam is in Ekavachanam. If the Kartrupadam is in Bahuvachanam, the Kriyapadam is in Bahuvachanam. So now we will see an example of when this applies. So here, Balikaha Pustakam Patanti. So Kartrupadam and Kriyapadam have to match. Balikaha and Patanti. Brinda Bhagini, what Vachanam are they in?
Balikaha is in plural and Kriyapadam Pathanti is also plural. Bahuvachanam.
So that follows the rule. Because we said Kartrupadam, Kartrupadasya Vachanam is the same as Kriyapadasya Vachanam. So here Balikaha and Pathanti are in the same.
Yeah.
And Balakaha is in Ekavachanam.
Ekavachanam.
They still match the rule. So Pustakam and Pustakani, they are the object. It does not affect. You can say Balakaha Pustakani Patati. Even though it's in Bahuvachanam, Balakaha Patati is the actual sentence. Pustakani is the extra detail. It's the object. So for object, we say Karma Padam. So, again, if the Kartrupadam is in Ekavachanam, then the Kriyapadam is in Ekavachanam. If the Kartrupadam is in Bahuvachanam, then the Kriyapadam is in Bahuvachanam. So, it does not change.
Bhagini?
Yes, Bhagini?
What is Karma Padam? Is just the object, is it?
Yes, Karma Padam is object.
Okay, thank you.
We won't study a lot about that. Just to, we will study that in the next book after Abhyasa Pustaka. But just to know, I'm saying Balak. So you just have to know Balakaha, Balika, those are the Kartrupadam. And Patanti, Patati, those are the Kriyapadam.
Dhanyavad.
So always subject and verb go together. So, until this, does anybody have any questions?
No.
Okay. Then, I think everybody understands. So, now we will move on. So, now we will do the Uttama Purushaha for Kriyapadam. So, in Uttama Purushaha, it's in present tense, the Kartrupadam. So, if it was Ramaha, we'll take Patati as an example. So, Ramaha, Sita, Mitram, Bhavan, Bhavati, those are all Pratama Purushaha. In English, it's third person. And Aham is in Uttama Purushaha. Okay, so first, if we take example with Patati, we say Ramaha Patati, so it ends with T. So Ramaha Patati, Sita Patati, Mitram Patati, Bhavan Patati, Bhavati Patati.
Patati.
So the patati, the verb doesn't change even if it's pullingam, strilingam or napumsakalingam. So that is all for Prathama Purushaha. And then aham patami. So there's aami, aami. Aham likami. Ramaha likati, aham likami. Aham patami. Aham kridami. Aham nrityami. Aham khadami. Aham milami. So it's always aami. So here we will see an example. So here Ramaha Nagendra Mohdya, would you like to read this slide? Make the sentences like Ramaha Patati.
You just want me to repeat, correct? Ramaha Patati, Sita, Sita Patati, Vikram Patati, Bhavan Patati, Bhavati Patati, Aham Pathami.
Very good, Mohdya. Does everybody agree that it follows the rule for Patami, the A plus me?
Me. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, Lakshmi Bhagni, would you like to read the slide like Nagendra Mohdya read it?
Kartupadam, Kriyapadam, Ramaha, Truchyate,
Sita. Nrityati, Bhagini. Nrityati.
Yeah, Truchyate. Sita, Nrityati, Mitram. Nrityati.
Nrityati. Nrityati, Bhagini.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds like that, but I am saying Nruchyati. Yeah, right?
Okay.
Yeah, Nruchyati. Mitram Nruchyati. Bhavan Nruchyati. Bhavati Nruchyati. Aham Nruchyami.
Welcome and thank you for choosing freeconferencecall.com. You're helping people around the world communicate for free. The recording has started. Muted.
Okay.
Aham Nruchyami.
Okay, does anybody else have echo? Because
yeah.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Whoever last joined, yeah. I think that's the problem.
Okay, can everybody please mute themselves?
Yeah.
Okay. Please unmute only if I call on you to answer a question or read something, please. Thank you. Priya Bhagini, would you like to say if Nrityami follows the rule for Uttama Purushaha?
Yes, Bhagini, it does.
Yeah. So it follows the Nrityati Nrityami.
Yes, Bhagini.
Okay. So next. So here it is different. Nitin Mohdya, would you like to read this one?
Yes. Ramaha Asti, Sita Asti, Mitram Asti, Bhavan Asti, Bhavati Asti, Aham Asmi.
Shreya Bhagni, would you like to say if it follows the rule?
Shreya is not here at the moment.
Okay. Achana Bhagni, would you like to do this? Do you want to say if the Uttama Purushaha Asmi follows the rule?
Yes, it does.
Bhagini, here Asti, it doesn't add Aami. It doesn't have Aami. It is Asti, Asmi. The T changes into me.
Yes, but I thought the question was whether the verb is changing according to the Kartra Pradhan.
Oh. Okay. Um, Okay, that's okay, Bhagini. Then Radha Bhagini, would you like to say if
what do you want me to say?
1 minute, Bhagini. Radha Bhagini, would you like to explain this slide?
Ramaha asti. The Kartrupadam is Ramaha and Asti is the Kriyapadam. And it follows the rule.
Bhagini, for here, we're talking about Uttama Purushaha, so the rule was we add Ami.
Yeah, it's not following the rule here. This is the exception.
Yes, Asti, the T changes into me. So it's Ramaha Asti, Aham Asmi.
Okay.
Here we will see how we make the Uttama Purushaha. So in Patati, you have Pat plus A plus T. And Pat, the A changes into A. Subha Mahodaya, would you like to read this slide and explain this slide?
You want me to read the lines there?
Would you like to explain the slide?
Patati is equal to Pat is the base word, A and T. So that gives you in the first person, Pratama Purushan.
Very good, Modya. Would you like to do that for Khadati, Roditi, Shrinoti and Asti?
Khad plus A plus T. Khadati. Roditi is Rodi plus A plus T. Srunoti is Sruno plus T. Asti is Us plus T. Patami is Pat plus A plus Me, Patami. Khat plus A plus Me, Khatami. Rodi plus me is Rodi me. Sruno plus me is Sruno me. Us plus me is Us me. That's Uttama Purushan.
Good, Mahodaya. Difference from the... Would you like to say what is the difference between Patati and Patati, Kadati and Roditi and Shrinoti and Asti?
Patati, Pat, Kati, Akarantam?
No, Mahodaya, in Patati, we have Pat plus A plus T, so there is A.
Yeah.
But in Khadati also, there is A. In Roditi, there is no A. Same okay. For Shrinoti and Asti, there is no A.
Okay.
So, in Patati, to do the Uttama Purushaha, there's Pat plus A plus T. So the A changes into A, the Hrastva changes into the Dirgha, and the in Khad, the A in Khadati changes into A. So you get Khadami. In Rodhiti, there is no A. So you just change the T into me.
Rodhimi.
And Shrinomi. There's no A. So it's Shrino plus me. And Shrino plus Shrinoti and Shrinomi. Asti and Asmi. There's no A.
Okay.
Bhagini, I have a question. Is Rodhiti Shrinoti following the rule of Ra, Sha and R?
No, Bhagini.
As exception. So why is it that you don't have the A there?
That's a different type, Bhagini. When we saw the rule, here when they put parentheses in the A, so you just need the me, and for Patati there's A, so it's A-me. In Rodhati, you just need the me, Rodhimi. That's why it is in parentheses, Bhagini. There are many types of verbs, Bhagini.
Bhagini, yeah, I have a question. So basically, the Rodhati and Shrunoti, when used for Uttama Purusha, it's an exception, is it?
It's not an exception, Bhagini. There are many types of verbs. We're just doing these two simple types of verbs.
Okay, so why does Rodhiti become Rodhimi and not Rodhani or...
We'll see why that is later on, Bhagini.
No, I think you already explained it, right? The reason Rodhiti is becoming Rodhimi is because the Kriya Padam doesn't have A in it. So it's
yes,
Rodhiti. And that's right.
Thank you, Bhagini. That's a simple reason. So in Patati, there's A. So it becomes the A becomes A. In Rodhiti there is no A, so we just change the T into me. Does anybody have any questions? Okay, so here.
I'm sorry, Bhagini, it's Nina. In the last slide, I wanted to ask that. Would you mind going? Yeah, laghu margaha. What is that indicating?
Like a shortcut just to know how to do Uttama Purushaha.
Okay.
So, Bhagini, they say laghu margaha, this is a shortcut. Instead of saying you do patati and it becomes patami, you just know the simple rule.
Okay.
And it's a shortcut just to do the any kriya padam.
Okay, thank you.
You don't have to remember so many forms. Like, you don't have to remember examples like patati becomes patami, so khadati becomes khadami. It's just a simple rule that applies to those types of verbs.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
So here, Uttama Purushaha. Here's the rule, and then here is an example. So here first, Krishna Mahodaya, would you like to explain the first box? I have crossed out one column and one row because we will not do that right now.
Sure. So in Pratama Purushaka, if the Ekavachanam ends with the T, so like Ramaha, Patati, so the Bahuvachanam that becomes Ati becomes Anti, so Patanti. So the Bahuvachanam of Ramaha is Ramaha, so Ramaha Patanti. And in Uttama Purushaka, the Patati becomes Patami, so Aham Patami, while the Bahuvachanam is Vayam or Aham, and Patami becomes Patamaha, the A goes off and it becomes Amaha, Patamaha. So
very good,
Vayam Patamaha.
Very good, Mahadeya. So here in the first box they have given the rule. In the second box they have given an example that Mahadeya explained. Okay, so does anybody have any questions on Uttama Purushaha? We will do more of Patamaha today. But the thing that has to be clear is Eka Vachanam in Pratama Purushaha and Uttama Purushaha.
Yeah, I think it's clear.
Okay. And I think we did Bahuvachanam for Pratama Purushaha. I think everybody's a little bit comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
So here are examples of regular verbs. Chitra Bhagni, would you like to read them?
Yes. Likhati, the Bahuvachanam will be Likhanti. Same way, Pathati, Pathanti. Kridati, Kridanti. Pibati, Pibanti. Snati, Snanti. Pashyati, Pashyanti. Gachati, Gachanti. You want me to read the other one also?
No, Bhagini.
Yes.
Joshua Bhagini, would you like to read the second one?
Yes. Likhami, Likhamaha, Pathami, Pathamaha, Kridami, Kridamaha, Pibami, Pibamaha, Snami, Snama, Pashyami, Pashyamaha, Pashyamaha, Gachami, Gachamaha.
Very good, Bhagini. Sarunuya Bhagini, would you like to say what the difference is from Likhami and Likhamaha?
Likhami is singular and Likhamaha is plural.
Yes, Bhagini, but Uttama in the Purusha. Word like me Uttama becomes Purusha. Maha.
Yes, me becomes Maha. Mm-hmm.
Very good, Bhagini.
In all of them.
Nina Bhagini, Saha Likhati, would you like to put that in plural form?
Likhamaha.
Saha Likhati. I'm sorry, there's some background. Aham Likhamaha.
No, Saha Likhati, and would you like to put that in Bahuvachanam?
Te Likhanti.
Very good, Bhagini. Te Likanti.
Yeah.
Brinda Bhagini, would you like to do Sa Snati?
Taha Snanti.
Very good, Bhagini. Nagendra Mahodaya, would you like to do Etat Kridati?
Etat Kridati, Etani Kridanti, Kridanti.
Very good, Mahodaya. Lakshmi Bhagini, would you like to do Saha Pibati?
Te Saha Pibati, right?
Yes, yes, Bhagini.
Okay. Te Pibanti.
Very good. Priya Bhagini, would you like to do Saha Pashyati?
Te Pashyanti.
Very good, Bhagini. Nitin Mohatya, would you like to do Saha Gachati? Okay, Archana Bhagini, would you like to do the plural of Saha Gachati?
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, Bhagini.
Te Gachanti.
Very good, Bhagini. Okay, so these are how regular verbs are going to be. So, Radha Bhagini, would you like to put this in plural? Aham Likami.
Vayam Likamaha.
Very good, Mahoya. Aishwarya Bhagini, would you like to do Aham Patami in Bahuvachanam?
Aham Vayam Patamaha.
Very good, Bhagini. Ashmita Bhagini, would you like to do Aham Kridami?
Vayam Kridamaha.
Very good, Bhagini. Krishna Mahodaya, would you like to do Aham Pibami?
Vayam Pibamaha.
Very good. Chitra Bhagini, mm-hmm. Aham Snami?
Vayam Snamaha.
Uttamam Bhagini. Chashu Bhagini, would you like to do Aham Pashyami?
Vayam Pashyamaha.
Sayanuya Bhagini, Aham Gachami. Okay, Neena Bhagini, Aham Gachami.
Vayam Gachamaha.
Very good, Bhagini. So, does anybody have any questions on this?
No.
Okay. These are some examples of special verbs. So, Brinda Bhakni, would you like to read all the verbs in the first column?
Yes, sure. Karoti, kurvanti, shrunoti, shrunvanti, dadati, dadati, janati, jananti, shaknoti, shaknuvanti, prapnoti, prapnuvanti.
Very good, Bhagini. Nagendra Mohdi, would you like to read the second column?
Karomi, kurmaha, shrunomi, shrunumaha, dadami, dadmaha, janami, janimaha, shaknomi, shaknumaha, prapnomi, prapnumaha.
Very good, Mahavya. Lakshmi Bhagini, would you like to saha karoti? Would you like to do the plural form?
Te karomi.
Bhagini?
Te kurvanti.
Very good, Bhagini. Priya Bhagini, what is the plural form of saha shrunoti?
Te shrunvanti.
Very good, Bhagini. Nitin Mahodaya, what is the plural form of saha dadati?
Te dadati.
Te dadati. Very good, Mahodaya.
Shreya.
Okay, Shreya Bhagini, would you like to do Aham Saha Janati?
What was it?
Aham Janam. Aham Saha Janati.
Te Jananti.
Te Jananti. Very good, Bhagini. Is Shravani Bhagini there, Bhagini?
Yes.
Shravani Bhagini, what is the plural form of Saha Prapnoti?
Te Prapnuvanti.
Prapnuvanti. Very good, Bhagini.
Prapnuvanti.
Archana Bhagini, Saha Shaknoti.
Te Shaknuvanti.
Very good, Bhagini. Radha Bhagini, Aham Karomi. Aham Karomi. Vakyasya Bahuvachana Rupam Kim. That means the sentence Aham Karomi. What is the Bahuvachana Rupam of that? What is the plural?
Vayam
kurmah.
Vayam kurmah. So I think I will use that a lot in class now that we have discussed. Subha Mahodaya, aham shrinomi iti vakyasya bahuvachana rupam kim?
Vayam shrinumah.
Very good, Mahodaya. Aishwarya Bhagini, aham dadami iti vakyasya bahuvachana rupam kim?
Vayam dadmah.
Very good, Bhagini. Ashmita Bhagini, aham janami iti vakyasya bahuvachana rupam kim?
Vayam janimah.
Very good, Bhagini. Krishna Mahodaya, aham shaknomi iti vakyasya bahuvachana rupam kim?
Vayam shaknumah.
Very good, Mahodaya. Chitra Bhagini, aham prapnomi iti vakyasya bahuvachana rupam kim?
Vayam prapnumah.
Very good, Bhagini. So does anybody have any questions?
No.
Vayam latlakarasi rupani patitavantaha. Prashnaha astiva.
Naam.
Bhagini, what is your question?
No, I said naam.
Oh. So latlakaraha is present tense. Okay, astu. Idanim agre gachamah.
Okay. Sorry, I have a question.
Patitavantaha. That is past tense. We did. Now we have just read the present tense. We have just done the present tense now.
Right. So that is past tense and plural.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And Sayanuya Bhagini, what is the gachamaha? What like ruvam is it in? Is it in Eka Vachanam, Pathama Purushaha, or what Vachanam is it in, and what Purushaha? Or just what Vachanam is it in? Okay, Neena Bhagni, would you like to?
Plural. I think she has, Sai Anuya has some problem with her
audio.
Mic.
Okay.
Bahuvachanam, it's in Bahuvachanam.
Very good. Brinda Bhagini, is it in Pratama Purushaha or Uttama Purushaha?
It is in Uttama Purushaha.
Very good, Bhagini. So, Astu Idanim Agre Gachamaha, that means, okay, then we will go on next. Now, Kriya Padasya Lot Lakadaha, the Agnya or Prasthana form. So until here, does anybody have any questions on the lat lakaraha present tense?
No.
Okay. So lot lakaraha is a request and order. We can also say agnya or prarthana. So this is the rule. I will explain the first one. I will take patati. We have the regular form. We know the first and second column. Ramaha patati, Sita patati, Mitram patati, Bhavan patati, Bhavati patati, Aham patami. But now we know we have done Agnya Prarthana form for Prathama Purushaha. Ramaha patatu, Sita patatu, Mitram patatu, Bhavan patatu, Bhavati patatu. Bhavan Ramaha, Bhavan Kripaya Patatu. मित्रं कृपया पठतु लैक् देट् बट् हियर् अहं पठामि सो ऐ विल् गिव् यू अ हिण्ट् इफ् यू वर् डूङ्ग् द आज्ञा प्रार्थना फार्म् फर् उत्तमपुरुषः इन् बहुवचन इन् एकवचनं then you can do aham patami you keep it the same but you just change the me into ni so aham patani
vayam patani
so it's bhagini, a little hint
yeah bhagini I have a quick question I mean why would we use the request or agnya form for
I understand bhagini
I wanted to ask the same
Okay, we will see the usage at the end. I just want at the right okay. after this some examples of how to do this form and then I will show you a slide in that.
Okay, thank
Good
you.
Good question.
So, I order myself.
Okay. Patati becomes patatu. Patami becomes patani. So the me changes into ni. So I think we have until now we have already done patati patami and patatu you have to learn patani so an easy way to remember this patami patani the me changes into ni aham kridami aham kridani okay Nagendra Mohdia, would you like to make all the sentences with this?
Can you repeat the question, sorry?
Would you like to do like Ramaha Nrityati, Ramaha Nrityatu?
Okay. Ramaha Nrityati, Ramaha Nrityatu, Sita Nrityati, Sita Nrityatu, Mitram Nrityati, Mitram Nrityatu, Bhavan Nrityati, भवान् नृत्यतु भवती नृत्यति भवती नृत्यतु अहं नृत्यामि वयं अहं नृत्यामि
वेरि गुड् हियर् इट्स् इट् डसन्ट् चेञ्ज् इन् टु वयं इट् इस् जस्ट् अहम् इट् इस् जस्ट् इन् वर्तमानकालः विच् इस् प्रेसेण्ट् टेन्स् अण्ड् देन् वी डूङ्ग् आज्ञा प्रार्थना Okay. So this is all in Ekavachanam. Okay. Lakshmi Bhagni, would you like to read all the sentences in here?
Ramaha Asti. Ramaha Astu. Sita Asti. Sita Astu. मित्रम् अस्ति मित्रम् अस्तु भवान् अस्ति भवान् अस्तु भवती अस्ति भवती अस्तु अहम् अस्मि अहम् असानि
सो हियर् अस्तु वि यूज़ुअली से यस् अण्ड् लैक् यू से डु यू अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् If you ask a question, then you say, okay, astu. Yes, astu, but here it is not that astu. It is asti, astu, stay there. Like, let it be. Okay, so, here is the...
I'm reminded of tatha astu.
Tatha astu. Yes, Bhagini. Yes. So here is how you usually use it. Balakaha lik. Priya Bhagini, would you like to read the sentences?
Balakaha likattu saha vahatu eshaha tavatu. Do you want me to read the whole thing, Bhagini?
Okay, Bhagini.
Okay. Gayakaha gayatu sevakaha vastram prashlayatu. प्रक्षालयतु बाला ऐ डोण्ट् नो वट् दट् लेटर् इस् सारी
बाला श्लोकं
श्लोकं पठतु एषा प्रश्नं पृच्छतु
पृच्छतु So this is the meaning, so is the meaning of the Lot Lakaram form clear? No? It's like, let the boy write. Palakaha likatu, let the boy write.
Bhagini?
Yes, Bhagini?
If it is a request, isn't like, let the boy write, is it a request or an agnya? It's like an order, right?
Order.
Yeah. Okay.
Boy, please, his request.
Does everybody understand? Okay.
So, for to change the order into request, you just add kripaya?
Yes. Palakaha kripaya likatu. Please let the boy write.
Oh, okay, Bhagini.
Okay. Nitin Mahodaya, would you like to read the meanings?
Let the boy write. So, I have a question here. Balakaha liktu means we are asking boy to write, right?
Yes.
But the boy write means we are telling somebody to let the boy write.
Yes.
Okay, so we are telling somebody to let the boy write, right?
Yes, we are not telling the boy.
Okay. Sa vahatu, let him carry. Eshah dhavatu, let this person run. Gayakah gayatu, let the singer sing. Devakah vasra prakshalayatu, let the servant wash the clothes. Bala shlokam patatu, let the girl read the verse. Esha prashnam pruchatu, let this person ask a question.
And it's in feminine.
Yeah.
Esha.
Yeah.
Esha is there.
Okay, any questions on this?
Bhagini, in the last but one sentence, Bala Shlokam Patatu.
Yes.
Bala is also simply a boy's name, right? Balika.
Balaha is boy, Bala is girl. You can say you can say Balika or Bala. For boy, you can say Balakaha or Balaha.
Balaha.
Oh, okay. Understood.
Okay.
I also had a question in the last one. Let this person ask a question. We could have just said, let her ask the question, right?
Yeah, yes. Yes, Bhagini, you can say, let this person ask a question or let her ask a question.
Okay.
Okay, before we move on, sorry that I let this go, but we didn't check the homework. We will do it before we end class.
Okay,
so here we have Bahuvachanam in here. So it is for Latlakaraha, Patati, Patanti that we know. In Lotlakaraha, Patatu, Patantu. You just add in before the tu. Patantu.
Oh boy.
So it's Bhavantaha Patantu. Okay, then before we let this go, we'll practice some of this. 1 minute. I will share. One minute. I'm sharing my screen.
Bhagini, I'm sorry. Oh, I see. Okay. So the patat, no, the other one, the other slide, the patatu, the patantu, that you were showing just now.
Next one.
Yeah, that one. Thank you. I thought lot lakara is always only ekavachanam, right? Then how did it? In the previous slide, the one before this and the one before that, didn't we just say that it's always only ekavachanam? That's why I'm just going to finish. That's why we never said vayam pathani, right?
No, Bhagini, it is aham patami.
Right, and it can never be bahuvachanam, so it was never vayam pathami.
I thought that's what I thought. Okay, 1 minute, Bhagini. Here, I'll take patati better. Okay, so patati, here we said aham pata ramaha patati.
Mm-hmm.
Ramaha kripaya patatu,
right?
Ramaha patatu, just keep it like that. Ramaha patati, ramaha patatu. In ramaha patati, it's like Rama is reading, and then ramaha patatu means Rama read.
Did Rama read?
Yes, I got that.
So aham patami. So this is all in ekavachanam just for now. It is all in ekavachanam just for now. Aham patami is in ekavachanam, and it is in present tense. Aham patani is in agnya prarthana form,
but still ekavachanam. At that point I thought we said that it can never be bahuvachanam, but maybe what you were saying is that this particular slide is not bahuvachanam.
Yes. Okay. All the things that are in this slide are in ekavachanam.
Okay.
And then I wanted to do this, and then we can go to bahuvachanam.
Okay. Thank you.
So here we're doing bahuvachanam. So, yeah. Ramaha patati, Ramaha patanti. Ramaha patatu, Ramaha patantu. Ramaha patati, Ramaha patanti. Ramaha patatu, Ramaha
patantu.
Sorry, Bhagini, I think I missed something here. We were talking about request and order, and there also patati became patatu. Now, this patatu and patantu that we are doing was let the boy read or let... how is it different?
Let the boys read. So,
it's the same form then?
No, balakaha likatu.
Let the boy read. Balakaha likantu.
Balakaha likantu. Bahuvachanam.
No, I mean to say, how is it different from what we learnt about request and order? Isn't it the same?
It is the same, Bhagini.
Hmm.
But
okay,
it is in Bahuvachanam.
Yeah.
That's fine. I got a little confused where the translation let the dancers dance, or is it like... Are we ordering them to dance? Okay.
So we are asking someone to say, let the dancers dance.
Yes. So we're not telling, if we say...
The dancers to dance.
We're not telling the nataha nrityantu, we're not telling the dancers, we're telling someone to tell the dancers.
Okay. I see. But in both cases, the same word will apply.
It's an order, yes, Bhagini.
Okay.
So,
Bhagini, you said we're telling someone else to tell the dancers, or are we telling someone else to let the dancers do it?
Both, Bhagini.
Oh, okay.
So, So if we can just like, you know, like if we can just use an example, right? The way I'm looking at this is like the manager, let's say, is asking the you know, the caretaker or somebody that says that, you know, let the dancers dance. Like he or she is giving an order to the caretaker, who will then go and get the dancers to dance or something like
yes.
that.
So now aham also makes sense, like, because he can say, let me read. So
we will see that in a moment.
Yep.
Okay, so Radha Bhagini, would you like to read the sentences and their meanings?
Yeah. Nataha Nrityantu, let the dancers Nataha Nrityantu, let the dancers dance. Te Vasantu, let them reside. Bhikshukaha Atantu, let the beggars wander. Vaidyaha Aushadam Yachantu, let the doctors give medicine. Mahilaha Abharani Pashyantu.
Abharani.
Mahilaha Abharani Pashyantu. Let the woman see the ornaments.
So this is all these sentences are in Bahuvachanam.
Yeah.
Is everybody clear about this?
Yes.
Okay, now we will read a simple story. Can everybody see?
Yes.
Okay. So here we will I will tell some so we will start from the right, and then so it's like right, left. So there are two people. So Archana Bhagini and Krishna Mahodaya, would you like to read? So Archana Bhagini, you are going to say everything on the right. Krishna Mahodaya, you have everything on the left, but you're not going to say everything at once. So it's like Archana Bhagini and then Krishna Mahodaya, and then it's like conversation. Archana Bhagini,
right? Can you? Namaskara Mahodaya, Swagatam.
Namaste Bhagini, Suprabhatam. Bhavati Kadam Asti. Kadam Asti.
Suprabhatam Mahodaya, Aham Samyaka Athwa Kushalini Asmi. Bhavan Katham Asti.
Aham kushi, aham samyakam asmi.
Aham samyak asmi.
Samyak
asmi. Kritya akachatu, aham chai panam dadani kin.
Chai panam mastu bhavati phalarasam dadatu. Aham pibami.
Kinchit tishtatu. Aham anayami phalarasam dadati. Kripaya svikarotu. Vadatu kaha visheshaha.
Shvaha mama putrasya janamotsavaha bhavati agachatu kripaya.
Nishchayen aham agachami.
Astu tarhi aham gachani. Punar milamaha.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Krishna Mahodaya and Archana Bhagini. So here, I will explain some words. Kushalini is I am good, I am fine. And that is in Strilingam. That in Pullingam is Kushali. That is why it is in red. And then chayapanam is tea.
Mm-hmm.
Dadani, the dadani. And tishtatu is like stay here, please wait.
What is dadani?
Give.
To give.
It, can I give you?
Okay.
And pala rasam is fruit juice. Chayapanam, aham chayapanam dadani kim, that means can I give you some tea? And phalarasam is fruit juice. Shwaha is tomorrow. Janmotsavaha is birthday. Nishchayena is
definitely.
Astu tarhi is therefore, then I will go. Punar milamha, we will meet again. Gachani, I will go.
Let me go.
And punar milamha again. We will meet again.
Okay. I am a little confused about the aham chaya panam dadani kim.
Can I give you some tea?
But why Kim? Kim is what over here, right?
That's what. In English, if you ask, tell me, should I give you some drink?
Things to drink.
No. Can I give you tea? What? That's what the exact.
it's like that. That's the word that means that. It's a question word. It shows that the sentence is a question.
Bhagini,
I see. We don't put a wa there, like we aham chaya panam dadani wa.
You can also put wa.
Ah.
Aham chaya panam dadani kim or aham chaya panam dadani wa.
Dadani kim is quite confusing actually.
Correct, exactly.
Dadani va makes sense. That's Kim looks like. In any other language, it's kind of very confusing.
You will get used to it. So, it will not make sense if you translate Sanskrit into English.
Or any language for that matter.
Or any language. In English, especially.
Yes, yes.
Do not translate English into Sanskrit or Sanskrit into English. Because it will be more hard. So try to understand the sentence and then form it into English.
I think it is, I can correlate with Hindi. Kya main chai pani leke aao?
Actually, Hindi is much closer.
Correct.
True.
You can, who asked a question?
Me.
Yes, Bhagini, Shreya Bhagini.
Can you repeat what dadani and tishtatu mean?
So tishtatu is kinchit tishtatu, please wait here. Wait, tishtatu is wait. Please stay here. Dadani is can I give you? Aham dadani kim? Can I give you? Aham chayapanam dadani kim? Can I give you some tea?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so does anybody have any more questions on this story?
Not at this point, but I feel like we have to really go through each word and kind of relate back to everything that we've learned, because that's an overdose of a lot of stuff. That I've said.
A lot of new words.
But it's helpful, thank you. Yeah.
Okay. So here is the main thing. Okay. Aham gachani. Let me go. Okay, so can everybody Chitra Bhagini, would you like to read this? And can everybody else mute, please?
Yep.
You want me to read the meaning in English also?
Yes, Bhagini.
Okay, aham gachani. Okay, aham gachani. Let me go, or I shall go. Aham patram likhani. Let me write a letter. Aham patham pathani. Let me read the lesson. Aham patham pathani va. pathani va. Shall I or can I read the lesson?
Very good,
buddy. You asked me to do the second side thing also?
Not yet. So, Bhagini, okay. So here va, you can use va. Aham patani kim? Aham patani va?
Patani va.
So, it just makes it a question.
Now, this time, it's the previous time it was a little confusing. Now, we can relate to this va and kim together. Yeah.
Okay. So we're asking permission. Aham patam patani va. Can I read the lesson, please? Like, aham kripaya patam patani va. Can I please read the lesson? You're asking permission. Okay, Jashu Bhagni, would you like to read the second part with the meanings?
Yes. Vayam pibama, let us drink, we shall drink. Vayam nagaram gachama, let us go to the town. Vayam desham rakshama, let us protect or guard the nation. Vayam gramam pravisham, let us enter the village. Vayam durgurani tyajam, let us give up bad qualities.
Very good, Bhagini.
Bhagini, is it not pibamaha for vayam?
Pibama. No, visargaha, Bhagini.
Oh. Okay.
It's lot lakaraha, Bhagini. In lat lakaraha, we had visargaha.
Okay.
But in lot lakaraha, in the Agnya Prasthana, we don't have visargaha.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Bhagini.
Okay, so vayam pibamaha, we are drinking. Vayam pibama is let us drink. We shall drink. Vayam gachamaha. We are going. Vayam gachama is let us go. So is the difference clear?
No.
Okay.
Please repeat that.
Okay, so it's vayam pibamaha, that is, we are drinking. Vayam pibama is we shall drink or let us drink.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so can we drink? Vayam pibama va? There's no visarkaha for pibama. Vayam pibama va? Can we drink? Is the difference clear now?
Yes.
Okay. So here is a chart. So these are all Uttama Purushaha. These are the blue ones are Uttama Purushaha. The black ones are in Pratama Purushaha. So Neena Bhagini, would you like to read all this or explain this slide?
Yeah. So we have two forms here, like the tenses here. Lat lakara is the present tense. Lat lakaraha, lot lakaraha is the present tense, but the agya request form. The column number two is in ekavachanam. That kriyapadam would be pathati versus pathatu. The third column is the same kriyapadam in bahuvachanam. For lat lakaraha, it will be pathanti versus pathantu for lot lakaraha. And both of those columns are prathama purusha. The next two columns represent the uttama purusha form. Ekavachanam for lat lakaraha, present tense is patami. In the order form, it's pathani. And the same in plural, for latlakaraha is pathamaha. and lot lakarah is pathama.
Very good, Bhagini. Thank you. You explained very well.
Dhanyavada.
Okay. So does anybody have any questions on this chart?
Bhagini, just one request. At this time, can you send this out as soon as possible?
Yes, Bhagini. After this, after class, I will send the recording as quick as I can.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So, before we go on, I want to finish up the homework. I'm sorry that I kept it waiting so long. So I will share the screen for the homework. Now, can everybody see the homework?
Yes.
So I think I did one mistake in the homework and recording email. I'm sorry, but I think I fixed it in the reminder email, because here in the Diskarapatram there was all the verbs were asti, and I said to change them, and I didn't write what verb to change. Like, but I wanted to change asti, and I had shown, I had put another Karapatram to, you can refer for verbs.
Yes.
And they had the picture so you could understand. I hope that was helpful. So, Aishwarya Bhagini, would you like to do the first two exercises?
Yes, Bhagini. So, we are talking about the Ekavachanam and the Bahuvachanam for the sentences. Shila patati, shilah patanti.
Very good.
Mala gayati, malah gayanti.
Very good, Bhagini. Ashmita Bhagini, would you like to do the next one?
Nau ka gacchati. Nau kaha gacchanti.
Very good, Bhagini.
Kalika jigrati. Kalikaha jigranti.
Krishna Mahodaya, would you like to do two sentences?
Yep. Patrika patati, patrikaha patanti. Shika namati, makshikaha namanti.
Very good, Mahodaya. Next is Chitra Bhagini.
Yeah. Pipilika hasati, pipilika hasanti.
Pipilikaha.
No, pipilikaha hasanti. Petika khadati, petikaha khadanti.
Very good, Bhagini. Jashu Bhagini.
Balika likhati, balikaha likhanti. Aja kridati, ajaha kridanti.
Very good, Bhagini. Sainuya Bhagini, can you say it now, or do you still have problems? I think she has problems. Okay, then we can move on. Neena Bhagini, would you like to do the next one?
Shatika.
Yeah. Shatika patati, shatika patanti. Vatika pashyati, vatikah pashyanti.
Very good, Bhagini. Vrinda Bhagini, would you like to do the next one?
Natika asti, natikaha pashyanti. Rotika asti, rotikaha khadanti.
Very good, Bhagini. Nagendra Mahodaya, would you like to do the last one in here?
Lata Gayati, Lataha Gayanti.
And one more in here, Mahodaya, the first one.
I can't see very well.
Ankali.
Angani Asti.
Oh, I think it's like bent. Ankani Asti.
Yeah.
Ankani Asti. And then, I don't know what Ankani means, but Ankani Kachanti.
Ankani is pencil.
Ankanyaha Likanti.
Very good, Mahodaya. Lakshmi Bhagini, would you like to do two more?
Dainandine Aste, Dainandine Gaya Hasante.
Dainandine.
Calendar.
Diary.
Nari Aste. Nariyaha Hasante.
Nariyaha Hasanti. Very good. Priya Bhagini, would you like to do the next one?
Yes, choose.
Kartari Pashyati. Kartariyaha Pashyanti.
Very good, Bhagini. The next one too.
Nakaranjani. I'm not sure what that is.
Nakaranjani.
Nakaranjanyaha.
Nakaranjani. Nakaranjanyaha. What is the meaning of that? I can try to put a word. Nakaranjani.
Nail polish? Nail polish.
Oh, Nakaranjani. Kridanti. Nakaranyaha. Kridanti.
Okay. Very good. Vahini, would you like to do the next one too? Nitin Mahodaya, would you like to do the next one?
Nartaki Pashyati Nartakyaha Pashyanti.
Very good, Mahodaya. Would you like to do the next one too?
Ghati Gayati Ghatya Gayanti.
Ghatyaha Gayanti.
Ghatyaha Gayanti.
Very good. Shreya Bhagini, would you like to do the last two?
Sure. Bhagini Hasati. Bhaginyaha Hasanti. Chalani Vadati. Chalanyaha Vadanti.
Very good, Bhagini. So does anybody have any questions on the homework?
Yeah, Bhagini, I need some help with some of the translations. Like, what is Chalani? Is it a vehicle?
Chalani is driver.
Driver, okay. Then what about...
I think Chalani is sieve.
Yes, that's what we found from the dictionary.
Okay, yeah, if whatever the dictionary says is correct. So
okay, I'll go and check in the dictionary.
Charlie, sieve or filter, that's what it is.
Sieve, yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
I'll check the dictionary. Thank you.
Does anybody have any more questions?
No.
Okay.
Dainandini is a diary.
Diary or a calendar? I don't know. Dainandini?
No, it says diary in the spoken.
Okay.
Dinadarshika is calendar.
Oh.
Yeah.
1 minute. Okay. Now, can everybody see the slides? Okay, so I think Archana Bhagini, I think, asked the meaning for our Prarthana. So I will, when I share this slides, you can go to the last before slides and you can read the meaning. We can, this is just a very short explaining. If you want more, you can tell me. I can, like, if you find more, I can do more. So there are Lotlakaraha forms.
Yes.
Sahanau Bunaktu. Sahana Vavatu.
Right.
And I have written the Lotlakaraha.
Right. Last one I don't understand. Atmen Padi Dhatu?
That is verb.
Dhatu is verb, right. But what kind of verb?
Two forms of verb. We'll see that later, Bhagini, but I have just written it there.
Okay.
Okay, so we will end class with the Shanti Mantra 3 times.
Yes.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah. Sarve Bhavantu Niramayah. Sarve Bhadrani
Chantu Mahavishnu Sukhabhavave. Shanti
Sarve
Bhavantu Sukhinah.
Sarve
Bhavantu Niramayah. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Mahavishnu Sukhabhavave.
Shanti
Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah.
Sarve
Santu Niramayah.
Sarve
Bhadrani Pashyantu Maa Kashchid Dukkha Bhavave. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Hari
Om Shri Guru Namaha. Hari Om.